This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Ones I read in the small churchyard at Old England, where the composer of this great hymn of faith was laid to rest. Inside the church, his pulpit. Outside, on his stone, this inscription: John Newton, clerk, once an infidel and libertine, a servant of slaves in Africa, was by the rich mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ preserved, restored, pardoned, and appointed to preach the faith he had long labored to destroy.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. But now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear. the hour I first believed.
Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already gone.
'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. My God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
How great thou art!
How great thou art! Then sings my soul.
Shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
How great thou art.
How great thou art.
How great thou art.
How great thou art. Then sings my soul.
Thou art. Good morning, Hawke's Bay. Good morning, New Zealand. Welcome once again to the Early Bird Gospel Program, coming to you live on Radio Hawke's Bay, 104.7 FM or 1431 AM, otherwise www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. And this program is brought to you by the Seventh-day Adventist churches here in the Bay. Down in Waipukarau, you will find them on Tavistock Road, in Hastings on Ada Street, and of course in Napier or Terradale, Tate's Drive, you'll find the Napier Seventh-day Adventist Church there. And you're most welcome to be a part of them this morning as they all share together the good news of salvation. And the time in the studio right now is almost quarter past seven. And our message for what we call it, for our daily bread this morning, is this. They sing the song of Moses and the Lamb. In the book of Revelation, chapter 15, in verse 3, we read, "And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints." Families and friends, after the children of Israel were released from Egyptian bondage and had safely crossed the Red Sea, they lifted their voices in a song of praise. They sang of their deliverance and of the mighty power of God. They sang of their newfound freedom and of the destruction of those who had enslaved and persecuted them. Those who are finally redeemed from the bondage of sin will sing a similar song. With the long dark nights of sorrow ended and the golden morning of joy dawning, the redeemed saints will understand the song of Moses. They also will join in the song of the Lamb, led by Christ. The Lamb that was slain to redeem them, he died and lives again, and is now in possession of the keys of the grave. There will be many stanzas in this glorious song of the Lamb. One will describe Christ's incarnation and condescensions. Another, his selfless life and shameful death. One will tell of his marvelous resurrection, and another of his glorious ascension. There will be a stanza about the final deliverance of God's people. The chorus will continue to resound throughout the vaults of heaven. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom, and strength and honor and glory and blessing. The song of Moses and the Lamb is different from any other ever sung. It is an expression of deep gratitude for the experience of final deliverance. We shall never tire of singing this song, but we must develop the character here if we would have the joy of singing the song the angels cannot share. But when I sing redemption's story, they will fold their wings, for angels never felt the joys that our salvation brings. Thank you.
doorway stood an old rugged cross, a tribute to suffering and shame. And I loved that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners were slain. So I'll change. I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach I'll gladly bear, till he calls me someday to my home far away, where his glory.
Famine ahead. U.S. scientists warns of world famine. A headline in our newspaper stated, on September the 2nd, 1964, it will be the most colossal catastrophe in history. Dr. R. Ewell, Vice President of the Research, New York State University in Buffalo, was quoted as predicting, and hundreds of millions, even billions of human beings will be stricken. Such a famine in Asia, Africa, and South America by the 1970s, and later seems almost inevitable. Dr. Ewell declared, and he then explained that the population explosion in the world today will in time outstrip food production. I have visited famine-stricken areas in the Orient. It is a haunting experience. Men, women, and little children slowly dying for lack of food. God's word, however, speaks of a terrible famine ahead. Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. Here the prophet paints a picture of famine, not of bread, but of hearing the words of the Lord. He depicts a time when men and women will wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east, searching for the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. And you will find that in the book of Proverbs, chapter 28 and verse 31. It is a terrible, okay? It is terrible to see men and women without physical food to sustain their bodies. It is equally terrible when human beings who have had the opportunity of studying God's word but have failed to take advantage of it find themselves starving for the bread of life. Little wonder that the Old Testament prophet Isaiah entreats, "Seek he the Lord while he may be found. Call he upon him while he is near." Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 6. Now, while we have God's word to study freely, we need to apply ourselves diligently to its study, lest a time of famine find us unprepared.
Walking on the road to Jerusalem, time had come to sacrifice again. My two small sons, they walk beside me on the road. The reason that they came was to watch the Lamb. Daddy, Daddy, what will we see there? There's so much that we don't understand. So I told them of Moses and Father Abraham. And then I said, "Dear children, watch the Lamb. There will be so many in Jerusalem today. We must be sure the Lamb doesn't run away." And I told them of Moses and Father Abraham. And then I said, "Dear children, watch the Lamb. When we reached the city, I knew something must be wrong. There were no joyful worshipers, no joyful worship songs. I stood there with my children in the midst of angry men. And then I heard the crowd cry out, one cried for mercy. The people gave him none. The second one was violent. He was arrogant and loud. I can still hear his angry voice screaming at the crowd. Then someone said, "There's Jesus," and I scarce believed my eyes. A man so badly beaten, he barely looked alive. Blood poured from his body, from the thorns upon his brow. Running down the cross, I watched him as he struggled. I watched him as he fell. The cross came down upon his back. The crowd began to yell. In that moment I felt such agony. In that moment I felt such loss. Until a Roman soldier grabbed my arm and screamed, "You! Then his hand reached for his sword, and so I knelt and took the cross from my Lord. I placed it on my shoulder and started down the street. The blood that he'd been shedding was running down my cheek. They led us to Golgotha. They drove nails deep in his feet and hands. Yet upon the cross I heard him pray, "Father, forgive them." Oh, never have I seen such love in any other eyes. "Into thy hands I commit my spirit," he prayed. Then he died. I stood for what seemed like years. I lost all sense of time until I felt two tiny hands holding tight to mine. My children stood there weeping. I heard the oldest say, "Father, please forgive us. The Lamb ran away." "Daddy, Daddy, what have we seen here? There's so much that we don't understand." So I took them in my arms. And faced the cross. And then I said, "Dear children, watch the Lamb.
The victory is ours. The victory is ours. Thank God." The Apostle Paul exalts, he makes it ours by our Lord Jesus Christ in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57. And Christ himself gives us this encouraging word, "In the world he shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." And you will find that in John chapter 16 and verse 33. "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world," in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20. years ago. A man needed eye surgery. Restoration of his sight would require a delicate and costly operation. The surgeon's fee would be some $5,000. This amount the poor man was unable to pay. Can't you reduce this fee for a man as poor as I am? He pleaded with the surgeon. I am sorry, replied the specialist. I cannot lower my fees. The poor man's hopes fell. But the doctor continued, however, I can and I will perform this surgery for you free of charge. In the spiritual realm, Christ does for us what the compensationate surgeon did for the blind man. He gives his services to us without cost, so that we may be made whole. We do not merit his help. We cannot earn the life of victory in our own strength. But help comes from above, free of charge. How is this possible? Christ promises that he will permit to no temptation to come our way, but such as is common to man. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that he are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that he may be able to bear it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. He strengthened us in Ephesians chapter 3:16. He provides grace to enable us to overcome sin in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9. The angels of God are at the disposal of the heirs of salvation in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14. And Jesus himself prays for us in Luke chapter 22 and verse 31 and verse 32. How can we fail? Families and friends, the victory is ours. Thank God he makes it ours through the Lord Jesus Christ. Daily victory. This is true sanctification.
Trouble anywhere. despise, forsake thee.
The winds blow, though the storms blows, God is there to help you and me. Let me just sidestep for a minute. Yesterday I called a friend of mine. He faced some hard times in the last couple of weeks when we had this cyclone called Gabriel. He lost parts of his beautiful, beautiful orchard with apples. They called them rockets. And I was talking to him yesterday or last night. And the very first thing that he said to me was, "Praise the Lord. Though he lost so many, more than, let's just say, two-thirds of the harvest in this beautiful block of apples." And I said to myself, how on earth can a man that has faced the struggle say, "Praise the Lord"? And this is what he said to me at the end of our conversation. "I may have lost two-thirds of the harvest, but let me say to you, I still got another third to be picked." And he said, within the next couple of days, or by Monday or Tuesday next week, that they may harvest approximately 200 bins, and that is about a third of what he have lost. Brothers and sisters, hearing the testimony of this man that he shared with me, my good friend, I could not help but praise the Lord. When the winds blow or the storms blow, where should we go? For you and for me, as I continue our sharing from the early bird gospel this morning, help for today's struggle only comes from Christ. It is not enough to know that our dark yesterday are cared for. The imputed righteousness of Christ blotted out our past sins. But what of the present? There is today's battle against temptation that we must win. It is not enough that we merely begin the Christian life. Jesus himself declared that only the man who holds out to the end will be saved. We need help every day of our lives to maintain a right relationship with our fellow men and with God. Daily we must be growing more and more like the master of our lives. And this experience of growth and emulation is called satisfaction. Unlike justification, which is a transaction of a moment, satisfaction is a work of growth lasting a lifetime. Friends, I am so excited to find that Christ is here with me. And I'm excited also to know that Christ is there with you. Is there help here for us in the matter of satisfaction, sanctification? Yes. Thank God there is. The same Christ who died to care for our past sins have supplied through his perfect life the strength and help we need to live victorious, overcoming lives on a day-to-day basis. The Lord knows how to rescue a good man surrounded by temptation. Peter declares, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, "My grace is sufficient for thee," Jesus told the afflicted Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Thus, for our present needs, as well as for our past mistakes, we can depend completely upon Christ for the help we need. For he knows how to help us, and he who created this planet and its living creatures has infinite power to help us. If the crucified Christ is sufficient for the past, the indwelling Christ supplies grace in abundance, sufficient for the present. If we love one another, God does actually live within us, and his love grows in us towards perfection. 1 John chapter 4, verse 12. Here is these words. Is found the secret of daily victorious living. For by loving our fellow men, we make it possible for God to become a loving reality within us, a source of power strong enough to enable us to stand unmoved in the presence of any temptation. He gives us grace, potent enough to meet every evil spirit, James said in chapter 4, verse 6. This promise, my dear friends, is for you. Yes, it is sufficient for you and for me.
There's a cry of terror far out to sea. Voices shouting, men are fighting, fearing what must be. Punished by the tempest, pushed to man's extreme. There's no hope of sailing on, no light can be seen. And now, for that quiet voice speaking, that quiet hand healing, they would give all there is. And now, when his presence is needed and their agonies pleaded, they don't know, but they are not alone. Across the stormy waters, on the distant shore, one is standing calmly, he's hearing every call. Eyes filled with compassion, eagerness to save. If only they would realize, their hearts would be so brave. And now, for that quiet voice speaking, for that quiet hand healing, they would give all there is. And now, when his presence is needed, and their agonies pleaded, they don't but they are not alone. Peace, be still.
can heal the storm in thee.
Yes, dear friends, as we are coming to the end of our program for this morning, in the Gospel of John, Jesus has this to say. He said, John chapter 10, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him that porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger." And he went on to say, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundant." Friends and families, come to Jesus just as you are. For he said, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." You take care. God's blessings be with you all today. And if it's His will that we will meet again next Saturday morning, may it be His will. Take care. God loves you, and we love you all.
There's within my heart a melody, Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in all of life's ebb and flow. Feasting on the riches of His grace, resting neath the sheltering always looking on His smiling face. That is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes He leads me through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems tough and steep, see His footprints all the way. Soon He's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with Him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
I don't know about tomorrow, I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry about the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today I walk beside Him, for He knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
I don't know about tomorrow, it may bring me poverty.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.